Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how do you know if you're getting the push out? The push out is a term that some people use on their employer trying to get you to quit so they don't have to pay unemployment because you quit on your own volition. Some are using the term quiet quitting, but quiet quitting was a term that was taken by the quittee. The employees who didn't want to work there wanted to lose employment, so they did something called quiet quitting so they could get fired and then get on unemployment. But quiet quitting is another term that's starting to be used for employers just trying to give you the push out. And so many of you are starting to get memos and letters saying you got to be back at the office, or we're not even going to, as of January 2024, allow remote. And that might be a sign of the pushout. That is one way for a company to get rid of a lot of their staff by people not wanting to come back to work. It's ridiculous where we are right now in 2023. I mean, I am so grateful for any job I have. You know, I have a couple little part-time jobs because I want to always make sure I have employment, you know, although I do, you know, doing radio full-time is still full-time, doing medicine full-time, but I look at my day as a 18-hour day, so I call them part-time jobs, but they're not. They're still full-time, but I'm grateful for any job I have. If I have to be at the office, if I have to, I'm just grateful because I can feed my family, but things are different now. We have choices. And I'm looking at a lot of jobs saying this is fully remote, which actually helps some companies because they don't have to pay for the real estate. They don't have to pay for the air conditioning. They don't have to pay for the furniture. They don't have to worry about sexual harassment as much because people are next to each other, goofing off and joking around and flirting with each other. But as we predicted, the productivity that some industries are noticing when people work from home is not as good as them being there doing the grind in front of the boss. Not to mention if you're working multiple jobs and going back and forth between meetings, how are you focusing on the one job? So a workplace expert took to media. This is under Scoop Up Worthy. And Dan Schwabel is an author and workplace expert and says he thinks that these return-to-office mandates are a sign of layoffs. Schwabel mentioned in a video that a telecommunications company is calling over 60,000 employees back to work from the office. 60,000 of the managers must report to one of their 9 offices at least 3 days a week. Right? Wherever these managers, I guess if they don't, they would then have to quit. So that is probably one of the easiest ways for companies to decide who to keep and who not to keep. Companies do not want to communicate that they're doing a layoff publicly. So looking at all the people that say, I'm going to leave. You know, another thing companies can also do is say, we're going to be doing drug testing. When you come back, we're going to be doing drug testing. Oh, that gets rid of a lot of people. Yeah, that's, I knew one employer that said they never had to do drug testing or pay for drug testing because as soon as they brought it up, the people that would have failed left. And, you know, it stinks that we have kind of a system in place where you have to get fired to get unemployment. But there are some people on unemployment for so long that, you know, the unemployment companies are, and the state departments are trying to figure out what's the best way to give the unemployment to people who deserve it and need it versus how to avoid the waste. And so if you kind of are liking working from home and you like it so much that you don't want to take the in-person job, that's your choice. That's fine. But keep in mind, that might be a way the company is doing layoffs. Remember, companies struggle to get people back to work in 2021. And Biden said, pay them more. He whispered, pay them more, thinking that would be the end-all answer to everything. And companies knew, yeah, we're going to have to pay people a lot to get them out of this COVID lockdown mindset that allowed them to work from home, which they never wanted anyway to be a part of. And trying to get people to come back, they had to pay them a lot. But the payroll is killing people. You can't afford to, how much can you raise your prices to cover payroll? You can't. People are getting ticked that they're going to Supercuts and getting a $20 haircut. It was supposed to be a $6 haircut. Now it's $20. A $20 haircut, $20 is a lot of money, plus tip. Every time you raise the rate, you also raise the tip that's needed to be paid. So at this point, you now have people who are starting to kind of rethink what's the best way to move forward. So, you know, if you think you're about to get laid off, you need to make a decision, or you think you're getting the push out, all right? You need to have a conversation with your manager. If, by the way, that's one way to tell you're working for a bad company. If you don't get any feedback from your manager, you don't get any one-on-one time, if there's nobody for you to talk to, that's a problem. Because you need to be able to go to somebody with issues, and you need to be able to, you know, find solutions to workplace issues, to project deadlines. You need to know that there's somebody you could talk to about the project even. So if you have somebody you could talk to and say, look, and I'm worried about layoffs, what's the best way to keep my job secure? Sometimes the manager will tell you. They'll say, look, you know, they need all hands on deck. Apparently the productivity isn't there, so they want to get people back. Well, then you know they're going to want you if you're back. It shows you're loyal. It shows you want to work. It shows you're not working multiple full-time jobs. You are there just for them, and you'll be there for them. But if you're like, no, I got kids, I got other things, okay, no big deal. Yep, they're going to probably move towards online, you know, in person. So that's kind of the writing on the wall. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So women, when it comes to life expectancy, have outlived men. There has been multiple theories behind this. Life expectancy includes all deaths that could happen. Hence, if there were many men who served in World War II or Vietnam, Korean War, Persian Gulf War, war in Afghanistan, and we had soldiers who died young age, 22, 23, 25, that brings down as a whole men's life expectancy. Men who do live until their 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, do seem to be at higher risk for heart disease than women do. Women's estrogen was protective for many years, although a woman's risk goes up exponentially once she hits menopause because of estrogen dropping. But we're seeing life expectancy drop because of the opioid overdose deaths, COVID, and so it skewed the numbers. But women are still surpassing men in both developed and undeveloped countries, and looks like by about 6 years. The studies looked at the contributions of COVID-19 and other underlying causes of death due to the life expectancy gender gap from 2010 to 2021. It found that the difference in how long men and women were expected to live increased by 0.23 years from 2010 to 2019 and 0.70 years from 2019 to 2021. The gap widened to 6 years in 2021, the largest difference since 1996, meaning women's life expectancy is about 79.1 years, men 73.2 years. Now, the life expectancy at birth continued to drop overall, 78.8 in 2019 to 76.1 in 2021. And so, even though overall, so in the olden days, life expectancy was, what, 40, 50, 60 years old, but that's because we had a lot of childhood deaths from polio, from other infectious disease, so that would bring the number down. So if you are in your 70s or 80s, you're obviously doing good. Now, but there are behaviors that we might take on that'll shorten our lives, smoking, the way we eat, or our family history of heart disease, cancer, stroke, blood clots, things like that. You break a hip, you're at much higher risk of death in the next year because of your inability to move, your inability to exercise, pneumonia, bed sores. So they say historically a big reason for women's longer lifespans was differences in their smoking behavior. And women usually have lower cardiovascular and lung cancer death rates than men if they smoke less than men. But now that we are achieving healthier lifestyles and we're taking on vaping, and we're also now blurring the lines between men and women, those numbers can change. And so women, with their estrogen protection and maybe some of their nesting and maternal protection mode, might minimize some of their driving fast. If they're the ones driving the kids to school, now, they might be driving a little slower than dad, although dad drives the kids to school these days. So I'm expecting later some of the numbers to change. But it's interesting with what happened with COVID-19. Remember I told you that men seem to be dying out of proportion to women with COVID-19? And one theory I had is that the men's cytokine storm or inflammatory response was a lot more dramatic than a woman's. And I said, when women say men are babies when they're sick, I don't think men are being babies. I think men feel sickness harder than us women. I really do. You know, when I'd be sick, you know, maybe once in a blue moon, I'd have to lie down and be down for the count. But if I had to take care of the kids and I had to work and I had to run around and do whatever, I think there's a built-in mechanism that even though you're still sick, you could still, in the animal kingdom, do a lot of your maternal, shall we say, duties in the animal kingdom. But when a man got sick, we would be making fun of them, going, I mean, not me personally, but women are like, oh, they're such a baby. I had the flu and I wasn't in bed. Well, I as a doctor, always thought that maybe the flu is hitting them harder. Maybe COVID is hitting them harder. And yes, men's mortality was a lot higher. And what caused you to die during COVID? Well, the inflammatory cytokine storm that happened that would fill up the lungs of somebody who had COVID. And so I thought that men had a worse cytokine storm than women did. And I think one study even echoed that. So this study found that, you know, more men died because of incarceration, more men were homeless, and so that could have also caused them to die more during COVID. You know, a lot of women, you had a lot of female nurses, you know, who, I don't know, I, you know, I just think that biologically there might be a difference when people get sick, and I don't think men are babies when they get sick. Unintentional injuries is the second highest contributor to widening the life expectancy gap. Drug overdose hit a lot more men than women. Men were more likely to use and engage in illicit drug use. And so more men than were at higher risk of overdoses. Heart disease, there's always been a persistent gap between men and women with heart disease. Heart disease is the leading cause of death. If you have family history of heart disease, if you had a heart attack prior, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, you smoke, you drink, you're overweight, you're stressed, these are all risk factors. But being a man over 40, well, now they raise it to 45, and being a female, which was 50 and now 55, puts you at higher risk. So no surprise there that men are still surpassing women in terms of heart disease. But women do have estrogen and progesterone that might offer some protective effects. Suicide and homicide. For years, we've learned and we've known that men are more likely to be successful at a suicide attempt than females. Women are more likely to attempt suicide and survive, but men are more likely to die from suicide. Guns accounted for 54.64%. 2021, men died by suicide 3.9 times more than women. White males comprising nearly 70% of suicide. Suicides, if men are more likely to be homeless, if men are more likely to be sick, if men are more likely to be in pain, right? Women's pain is protective a lot because of what we have to go through with labor. If we couldn't forget about that pain, and we could, we wouldn't get pregnant again. So women have some protective effects when it comes to pain. Still, things hurt. I tell you, labor hurt, but. And then, of course, diabetes. Men are more likely to have undiagnosed diabetes. They tend to get more belly fat. And men are also more likely to get type 2 diabetes at a lower weight than women. Non-insulin-dependent diabetes, or type 2, usually appears after the age of 40. And, they bring up a good point. Men may be less likely to get diagnosed. Women are in the doctor more often because, you're having a baby, you're getting your diabetes screen. We screen you for diabetes and gestational diabetes. We have to get our pap smears, our mammograms. So if women are more likely to go to the doctor or the medical provider and get checked and get screened, our cancers are going to be found earlier. Our cholesterol issues are going to be found earlier. Our blood pressure issues are going to be found earlier. That's why I say Viagra and Pfizer, get credit for saving millions of lives because it brought men to the doctor when men wouldn't usually go, because they would send their wives and their wives are like, I need to get this for my husband, and we're like, we can't do it, sorry. Well, can you prescribe it for me? Nope, not allowed. And we have to check them out, we have to check their heart because the blood flow is bad going to the penis. It could also be poor going to the heart. And it brought men to the doctor, and now we're diagnosing the diabetes earlier. And men used to never go to the doctor. So what do you want to do to increase your life expectancy and improve your health? Well, one, avoid opiates. Two, try to avoid crime, because sadly, people get shot and killed, and, try to avoid, hazardous behaviors. Limit your alcohol. Keep your body mass index between 18.5 and 25 if you can. Get at least 30 minutes a day of moderate to vigorous exercise. Eat a healthy diet. Eat a healthy diet, low in saturated fats and processed foods. Make sure you don't have sleep apnea. Make sure you're getting good oxygen in your sleep. Don't smoke, don't drink, exercise a lot, or limit alcohol. And make sure you go for your regular checkups. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Israel and Hamas war, now in its 40th day, the Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. If you're not happy with the presidential field, you're not alone. Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing that preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops. Jesse Kershesky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so I, as a kid, never really liked puppets or clowns. I loved Sesame Street. I thought Cookie Monster was cool. I thought Grover was cool. I didn't really, when I would go to Disneyland, need to hug Mickey Mouse or all that. I really wasn't big on fake costumed people. I just wasn't. I mean, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. We had Wallace and Ladmo. They were cool, but you know, I didn't really feel the need to give them a hug. You know, I was more into, you know, MacGyver, and I'd hug Bruce Willis if I saw him. But Chuck E. Cheese, for example, my kids, the same. We go to a Chuck E. Cheese party. I'm like, do you want to go to the Chuck E. Cheese? They're like, God, no. They look weird. I do not want to go up to somebody dressed as a rat, Mom. I'm like, I don't blame you. Just go play the video games, we'll eat our pizza, and then we'll leave the party in one piece. I'm hearing Chuck E. Cheese, the animatronic band, is now going to be leaving all locations except for Northridge. I think that's Northridge, California. So Chuck E., Mr. Munch, and the crew are now deplugged as their performances at Chuck E. Cheese are being taken out. They've been around since 1989, but there's been vandalism. People have been doing bad things to them and operational costs. So they're blinking eyelids and their robotic movements and their music, you know, and it's a shame, you know, when you kind of see that nostalgia, but my kids and I never really bought into that kind of stuff. It's, you know, give me a Cookie Monster and I'm good. But the issue we're having right now that I'm hearing from grandparents and aunts and uncles and all that is they're having trouble bonding with their grandkids. Not only the baby grandkids, their toddler grandkids, their teenage grandkids, their older grandkids. The generation gap between grandpa, grandma, and the kids is widening. And it's widening for a variety of reasons. Okay, it's not just about music these days, because kids are really a little bit more now. I mean, I know kids that rock out to 80s bands. They're, you know, now that they have access to all sorts of music, you know, it's not just one kind of music. You know, it's, the radio can play tons of different things, and most of the kids don't even listen to the radio anymore. But there's a few things that's going on. So whereas, you know, grandma and grandpa might teach you to play chess, a lot of the kids, they've never seen a chessboard. They've never seen a checkerboard. My grandmother knew cards really well. So she would teach me solitaire. She would teach me card games. Now, I found that fascinating as a kid, that there was strategy and all that. Some kids, they're just not into that. They want to play their video game. And here's grandparents that might not know how to deal with an iPad or a smartphone. And these kids pick up that grandma and grandpa don't know that, or the parents are like, yeah, they don't know that. And then you start to lose out on that bonding. Now, let's say dad knows how to hunt, or grandpa knows how to hunt. He's like, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to take you hunting, and I'm going to teach you how to, well, if the family or the mom or the dad or whoever goes, oh, hell no. No, we're not doing that with the kids. Grandparents, but that's kind of what I know how to do. I know how to fish. Let me teach a kid how to fish. Let me take the kid camping. So what our grandparents might have done or taught us how to do, they're not being allowed to do that now with their kids. And many people are a little frustrated that their kid doesn't know how to fish, doesn't know how to camp, doesn't know how to shoot. And so what do you do? How do you bridge the gap? Okay, well, it's always tricky when you have in-laws. And I get that. Especially if you are the secondary in-laws, where there's a set of in-laws that always has access to the kids because they live in that same town, etc., you know, or they're the mom of the mom or something where there's more access. So, you know, or they babysit more. Yeah, that will be an issue. You have less access, right? But there is a benefit at you're being, you know, the cool. Grandparents are always excited to see. You know, I remember with mine, you know, when we lived with my mom's parents, you know, they were nice and everything, but boy, was I excited when I got to see my dad's parents, because I never got to see them. So it was just all fun and lucky charms with them. So what you need to do, if you are noticing that you're just not bonding with them, okay, is one, is talk to them about what they want to do, right? And then, you know, try to engage if it's something you can. Number two is, ask them, was there something you've always wanted to learn? Was there something you've always wanted to do? Now, did you always want to learn how to fix your car? Or fix a car? Did you always want to learn how to drive stick? Did you always want to learn how to fish? Did you always want to learn how to set up a campfire? Ask the kids. Sometimes the kids don't know that there are things they wanted to do. You know, kids are always told what to do. Nobody gives them an option. Nobody asks them. You know, what is something you've always wanted to learn how to do that you've never gotten to do? I'll teach you. Another thing grandparents can do is they could listen and not be biased. And even though you might have biases, you know, you could be there to listen. And a lot of kids don't have that. They're told what to do by their parents all the time, even grown-up kids. Yet the grandparent will listen. Now, when you do give advice, you got to be careful because you were a parent too. So you're going to be, this is what you need to do. You know, how you word it is, you know, would you like my advice? You don't have to take my advice, but do you want my advice in case you need to pull from it in a file? Just, would you like my advice? You don't have to use it if you don't want to. And then you could give your advice. They might not use it right away, but they might come back to it. So I think a big mistake we make as family members of other family members and we worry about the closeness is everything doesn't have to happen that second or that year. Now, I understand the closer you can be with the child in infancy, the closer that child could be to you. But it doesn't mean give up. Because sometimes the 17th time that child asks you for advice, they might actually need it. Or that child may be an adult and say, you know what, I know my mom or dad never wanted me to go fishing or hunting. I want to go now. I'm 18. Take me. They'll know they could go to you for that. And your relationship with them, maybe it's delayed, maybe it's not as close as you want it to, but it's still a relationship. Now, and yeah, you might have liked Sesame Street, you might have liked Chuck E. Cheese. You know, a mistake one of my family members would do with the kids is she would play them her favorite movie. Well, they don't want to see something that's black and white, and they don't want to see that stuff. You know, and they would be nice, but they're like, oh, we always have to do this when we go there. And when I would bring it up, it's like, no, this is what they need to learn. This is what they need. Yeah, but then they aren't going to want to come over. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to just give in and let them, but, you know, if they feel like they're trapped and they have to do what you want to do all the time, it's not going to be fun. You know, the average kid will have a really good time out on a boat. Again, with safety measures. The average kid, you know, if they're not getting, you know, to do fun things outside, you know, let's show how you can take a magnifying glass and burn a leaf. Okay, now, I know I'm bringing up things that sound a little bit more destructive, but I always, as a kid, thought that was cool. You take, now, my friends would take a magnifying glass and kill worms. We don't want to do that. You know, but going to a zoo, going to an aquarium, going to, you know, looking at wildlife, learning about that stuff. These kids remember that. If you could give them something that they don't get from YouTube or from TikTok or from TV, they'll like that. You know, let's say the kids want to see Frozen number 3, if there's a Frozen number 3. Right? And they want to do that with you. You know, even if you don't want to see Frozen number 3, at least you get to have an outing. And then you could go to lunch with them and you could talk to them. The talking and the communication you guys have is going to be with them for life. So, you know, be responsible, of course, with it. But, you know, the bonding doesn't always have to happen all at once. It could be piece by piece. And do things with them that they don't usually get to do that's fun and safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mark asks, when did Thanksgiving break move from 4 days to a week? So apparently his kids are in school and they are off the whole week of Thanksgiving week, which is an issue for some people who have to work their tails off before Thursday morning comes. And I've noticed that too. My kids, they would be off the whole week of Thanksgiving. And that was a little bit of a shock. Because Thanksgiving vacation used to be 4 days off. And I remember hating that as a kid because I didn't really like being at home. And I didn't like my parents too much. And so I would rather be at school. So we would leave school Wednesday for a four-day break. And I didn't really like turkey. And, you know, we would eat the white meat turkey. You know, it was kind of cheaper at the time. And I think my mom would take us to Howard Johnson's because she couldn't cook a turkey. And it was really disgusting. I really hated turkey meals at Howard Johnson's. And that was how we did Thanksgiving. So I hated Thanksgiving. I'm like, let me get back at school. Now, hubby cooks. I get the dark meat. It's really yummy. I love the family that comes over. My mom comes over, but she's more fun now that, you know, I'm an adult than when I was a kid. And so, you know, now I don't mind, you know, the Thanksgiving. Dallas Cowboys are playing. So I look forward to next Thursday. But from a work standpoint, I could not, as a doctor, take off four full days. And interestingly, as a medical office, we actually were open that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. How we did it was if any staff wanted to work and make money or overtime or whatever, they could. We were originally, the very first year in 2000, going to be closed. And me and my partner at the time were taking, medical partner, were going to take turns. I would always cover Christmas if he handled Thanksgiving, although I didn't mind working Thanksgiving. And he goes, okay, so basically I'm going to be dealing with all the calls and all the nursing. And he goes, can I bring a nurse in? Because there's going to be a lot of calls, and my nurse wants to work and make money. And then he goes, well, wait a second. If I'm already going to be doing all this stuff for free over the phone, why not just be open? It'll be less busy, because then anybody who needs their, you know, whatever, refill, or whatever, we could just do it. And so we were always open Friday and Saturday, and people loved it because they were in town, they were sick, they had flu, and we would be on the phone at home all weekend long if we weren't open anyway. So for me, working throughout Thanksgiving, with the exception of being closed that day for staff, if they and whoever wanted to work, it was amazing how many people were like, I'd rather work. I can't go to the stores, they're too busy, I can make extra money, and then I could go shopping at night, let me work. So whoever wanted to work, work, whoever did it, no big deal, and we were open maybe for a half day, depending on what we had with staff. But in terms of school, yeah, schools are now taking the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and just making it all week. I guess University of Maryland is extending their Thanksgiving break. No classes Tuesday through Sunday, and they'll just have online classes November 20th on Monday. According to President Daryl Pines, the Thanksgiving holiday will soon be here. We hope you are anticipating a time of gathering with friends and family, sharing a meal, stepping away from our daily routines to celebrate a day uniquely dedicated to gratitude. So they're telling people to rest and recharge. So trust me, you know, these professors making full salary, them being able to be off, they love it. Students getting to be off, they love it. For me, I remember I always worked as a student during Thanksgiving because, again, I needed money. So I worked. I just am a workaholic. That's just me. In terms of studying, you got finals coming up. So if you're not going to get the material in class, is the material going to be online? How is that going to work? But, yeah, we are moving to Thanksgiving break being a whole week. And what's fascinating about that is, are then we going to make Christmas a whole week off? Why does Thanksgiving get a whole week and not Christmas? So I think we are going to be moving towards that. Rather than, you know, if Christmas falls on a Wednesday and you have Christmas Eve, so now you kind of want to be home Tuesday and Wednesday. Some people are just taking off, making it a six-day weekend. So that'll be interesting to see where that goes. You know, and this is kind of the thinking that we've had, and this is why I'm a little nervous about four-day work weeks and three-and-a-half-day work weeks. Once you have a week that has a four-day weekend, which is huge, there's no other weekends, right, that in history that used to be a four-day weekend officially. And now it's like, well, we might as well just take the whole week off. Well, taking the whole week off. Now, I've always been of the thinking, with especially younger kids, that we should have more time off during the holidays and less time off during the summer. I think having 3 months summer vacation is an absolute waste of years of their life that they could be doing learning. Now, if they're in summer camps, if they're apprenticing, if they're working, you know, at the household business, if they're, you know, then that's great. But if they're bored to death and sitting around watching TV, you are losing months of their life that they could be learning. And so personally, I would rather see more time off, you know, maybe Thanksgiving to Christmas, that whole month off, and then only have summer break 1 month. This way, kids are learning, they're not bored. So I don't mind if the holidays are extended if we're eating into the summer. I'm totally fine with that. But if we're starting to take a week off for Thanksgiving, what do we do for Christmas? More people travel for Christmas. More people want to be with family for Christmas. More people have the flu around Christmas time. More people are sick around Christmas time than Thanksgiving. There's worse weather then. There's flight delays. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see the recommendation that there be the week between Christmas and New Year's completely off. The reason why that hasn't happened yet is because Christmas Eve would need to be off and New Year's Day would need to be off. So now you're starting to make it 9 days. But it's definitely different. I don't mind if we eat into the summer. But what do you do if you're a business owner? If you're a business owner and everybody wants to be off. Well, if the whole nation is on board and everybody goes, you know what, nobody's in, it's the holidays, so it's okay. You know, nobody's expecting your project to be done. Everybody's expecting delays. Fine. But if you work in retail and there needs to be stuff on the shelves for Black Friday, or you're working on Black Friday, or you're a doctor, or you're a hospital, or that hospital needs gloves, that hospital needs more oxygen. You still have a lot of people working. If you have a lot of people working, they need other people open. Restaurants are open. Grocery stores have to be open. So, again, if everybody's on board, that's one thing. But when everybody isn't on board, it's just not going to work. That's why when you guys were trying to, or not you guys personally, but that's why when public officials are like, well, we need to reach herd immunity by locking everybody down, but these people can still be open. Your marijuana dispensaries can be open. Your liquor stores can be open. Your doctors can be open. Not dentists. Dentists have to be closed. I mean, this picking and choosing, the media can be open. Well, then if the media is open, you need the power company open. You need the cable open. You need makeup artists open. You need traffic cops because people are on the road. You need the civil engineers open in case there's something going on with the, yeah, there. So was it really a lockdown? It was stupid what happened. It was really stupid. So we have a lot of work to do when it comes to, you know, figuring out how we're going to deal with time off work and how we're going to do it. But, yeah, I agree. We went from 4 days to a week, like lickety-split. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.